morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am your host, Françoise Rhodes, your host. Yes, that's me, Françoise Rhodes. Here on Mother's Day, joining us in the boardroom is Alex Z. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning.
I know it is Mother's Day. A lot of people in town where I live, I notice a lot of people by the pools. Of course, going to be brunches and dinners and all sorts of stuff going on today. People in and out, moving around. There was lots of people on the golf course already this morning. So it is a very active day. It's going to be a little bit warmer than what it has been. We've enjoyed some weather in the 80s, which was really nice for the middle of May.
Yeah, and we got a little bit of rain, too.
The day after I washed my car.
Just your luck, right?
Just the day after. But it was okay, because you know what I did? I put it in the garage and I wiped it all down. It looks like it just was washed again. So
sometimes you just got to life hack it, right?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it looks fine. It looks fine. But I thought, hey, you know what? We should take some rain in the valley whenever we can get it because, of course, last weekend I was in Mount Rushmore and I'm going to tell you all about it in the second hour of the show. But I do want to say that we were there. We were in Rapid City on the coldest, in the coldest place in the United States on that day was Rapid City when we were there, South Dakota. Yeah, it was like 38 degrees.
Oh, boy.
Luckily, I had gloves and this little thing, you know, this little knit thing for skiing on my head along with a hat and all this. But my teeth were chattering, and I was trying to film parts of the television show, and it was so funny. We had about 20 minutes of bloopers there because I could not get my brain to function and think. So anyway, it was cold. So I'm thinking for us to have a little bit of rain compared to what the rest of the country is having with these storms and tornadoes and twisters and flooding and all this sort of stuff, we'll take a little rain.
Yeah, why not?
We'll definitely take a look away. All right, want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our donuts. They are open today for Mother's Day, by the way. If your mom likes donuts, go over there and get her some. Surprise her with some donuts. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother and Alex.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to my mother.
Yeah, so, and to all you moms out there, whether you have children of your own, you're a mentor. I mean, everybody is a mom to somebody somehow.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, really, when you think about it, there's women out there that don't have children, but yet they have opened their arms to other children and other families or their own grandchildren or whatever, and really they have been the mother for them. They have been that mentor and offered that love and care and support. So we wish them all to have a wonderful day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody. How about every woman out there? Let's go with that. How's that? Okay. Today's show is brought to you in part by Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. Love where you live. By the way, Alex, you did an amazing job when I was over at Indian Ridge with the remote. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Because people don't realize still that I cannot hear you. I cannot hear the music. I don't hear anything on my end. Alex hears me. I don't hear anything. And he texts me telling me you go on in this amount of time, turn your guest mic up, turn your guest mic down. It is really all by just visual with my phone and Alex listening to me. So good job. Thank you so much for that. On today's show, Tom Snyder from Animal Samaritans joins us. And then you'll hear, like I said, about my Mount Rushmore trip. And it really was so much fun. In fact, a lot of the people from ACT Tours are up at Steve Knoll's and Lalo's home up on 29 Palms on the other side of the mountain there. And they're having a big Mother's Day brunch up there at their house. They overlook the whole valley there and stuff. So it'll be really nice. They're going to have a lot of fun up there. We do have prizes today. We have some restaurant coupons, some tram passes, Cabot Pueblos Museum passes, all that on the show today. 760-440-8255 is the number. Again, that's 760-440-8255. We do have the podcast on the website yesterday on KSQ. I wasn't there. I'll be back next week with my take on Mount Rushmore. And we also have Artifacts and Arts Across America. We're working on that. In fact, we have another board meeting this week. Thank you to those out there who have donated. Truly appreciate it. And we're just growing with that. In fact, my mind right now is like, you know, going in all different directions with the board meeting, trying to figure out exactly what things are most important to try to accomplish, what things we can put off to the side. Oh, it's a process. It's a really big process, more than people want to admit. If you're trying to do it right, I guess if you're not trying to do it right, it doesn't make a difference. But anyway.
Yeah, and it looks like we already have a caller coming in. So maybe they think that we're already giving out some prizes.
Oh, yeah, we're not giving out prizes yet, but you can go ahead and talk to them.
Yeah, you want me to talk
to
them?
Yeah, talk to them. See?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, see who it is. You never know. I might give them some. And As I'm sitting there watching Alex answer the phone. Okay, so now they hung up, right?
Yep, they hung up, right? Maybe they heard us on the air.
Maybe they did. Yeah, we're not giving anything away yet, so you're just going to have hold off a little bit. Like I said, Tom Snyder from Animal Samaritans will be joining us, so we'll do that. But here's some good news for Desert Hot Springs. I saw this in the paper, and I thought, wow, this is very exciting, because all the libraries in the Coachella Valley, Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, Palm Springs, and Coachella, I mean, they do amazing jobs with events for everybody in their city. And the Riverside County supervisors on Tuesday formally authorized construction of new library branches in Desert Hot Springs and two other communities. This is great. The potential cost could reach $50 million, making it one of the biggest investments ever for the county library system. But I think this is fantastic. The branch in Desert Hot Springs will be over 15,000 square feet. So congratulations to them. Yeah, I think that is pretty darn exciting. Because like I say, libraries are really stepping it up. This is just not a place where you go and read books anymore. They have movies. They have computers. They have all sorts of things at libraries, adult classes, children's classes. So check out your library if you haven't been there for a while. They do an amazing job. Yes.
Yeah, and they have so many things that they could do. It, just on top of what you were saying, they have a lot of events for kids. And
I know.
The Coachella Library just opened, and it's beautiful.
Yep.
It's right there in, quote-unquote, downtown Coachella.
Yep.
But it's amazing. Obviously, the Rancho Mirage Library, which is fairly new. It's only been there for a few years.
They have an observatory.
Yep. It's amazing. So many things to do.
So many things to do. And I remember when... You know, but I've always loved books, so I have always loved the library, you know, just to go and walk around and be totally confused by all the books. And now, like I say, they have the computers. You can sit there and be totally confused on what to read on a computer. But it just, I don't know, there's something about a library and the way they've expanded with all sorts of classes. Definitely take advantage of it. All right, here's some news out, too. Did you know that 68% of adults are concerned about their privacy or security on Facebook? That's interesting. And 92% of seniors believe they're at risk on social media. Now, why they would think they're at risk, I'm not really sure, because social media is really all about how much information you put out there.
Yeah, how much you provide, how much you put out there, what you're saying, mm-hmm. what you share.
Yeah, I mean, if you say, I'm going to be gone this date and back this date, and there's snow and staying at my house, and here's the address, well, you know, then you might be giving a little bit too much information. But overall, it's really up to you to put out there what you want. So I don't know. I've been accused of not giving enough information. Every time I go out to lunch with people, I don't take pictures of it and post it or have a business meeting. I just don't do that. I never have. Some people, they find that odd. But for me, it just, I don't know.
Yeah, everybody has their own preference. Somebody likes to keep, you know, their stuff private in comparison to others. I'm fairly transparent, so people know me more than they probably should. I mean, it's because I'm okay with it, and I do try to be a little bit careful with certain things, especially now as we understand how social media works and how it could bite you in the butt.
Exactly. Yes, definitely people in the media and entertainment business and whatnot, they have to be careful because many a career now has been destroyed over one tweet or post or just rant and rave on social media. So, yeah, use some discretion out there. Use a little bit of common sense. All right. I think on that note, then we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out what is going on free here in the Coachella Valley. We're going to give a prize away and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. So as we are on this Mother's Day, going on strong here, so happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. All right, let's see. We got a couple things going on. We have the Coachella Valley Pick of the Week going on. I think we'll do that, and then we will give a prize away before we get into the other stuff. I'm gone a week and I'm trying to remember how to do the show. Alex, what are you doing back there? All right. CoachellaValley.com, pick of the week. So my pick is Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, which is playing at the Palm Canyon Theater through May, I think, 18th or 19th. You can go to their website, palmcanyontheater.org. Tickets are $32 to $36. It is based on Mark Twain's timeless classic, Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. So that is my pick of the week. So, Alex, before we do Craig's, what is your pick?
So I'm doing Real Women Have Curves.
Oh. Okay.
Which is a very, very famous play, or I believe there's a film as well. And it's being done at Desert Theater Works in Indio, at the Indio Performing Arts Center. They do have a show today at 2.
Okay.
Then they do go back on Friday at 7:30.
Okay.
Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 2 o'clock again. And tickets are 28 for adult, 20 for teen, and 16 for kids.
Okay, so your fiance might happen to be in this by any chance?
She's actually the assistant director.
Oh, she's the director. She's not in it herself this time.
No. She's just took the assistant directing role, kind of has just relaxed, and, you know, she's enjoyed it.
Oh, well, good. Okay, all right. So Real Women Have Curves, that is at Desert Theater Works in Indio. And Craig is going to go with CoachellaValley.com, Coffee with a Cop. That is a free event on Tuesday at Ristretto inside the 500 on the corner of Ramon and Palm Canyon. And it is from 8 to 10 a.m. There's going to be free regular coffee. Come on over. Again, it is Coffee with a Cop on Tuesday at Ristretto, which is located inside the 500. So the Palm Springs Police Department will be there. And it's just casual conversations. They'll talk about anything you want to talk about. And it's great. This is our second one over there, so it really is. It's a lot of fun. We had so many policemen show up. The first one we had a police officer on a bicycle. We had undercover. We had also, not he couldn't have been undercover because he was there, but he was an investigators were there in casual dress. I mean, we had everybody there. The police officers and their patrol cars. So it really was a lot of fun. And what was so nice about it is that nobody came in to attack them, you know what I mean, with verbally to get into a confrontation or whatever. Everyone that came, and we had a lot of new people that had never been to Ristretto show up, and they just really wanted to talk to them. And I talked to the police officers afterwards, and they said, you know what, everyone was just really nice. They had great comments. We had good conversation. A lot of people just wanted to say hi and thank you. So it was really nice. So come on over to Ristretto on Tuesday, May 14th. It'll be from 8 to 10 a.m. I will be there. Like I say, we're giving away free regular coffee, and the police officers from the Palm Springs Police Department will be there for Coffee with a Cop. It's a national initiative that they have. They do these all over the country. And, like I say, this will be our second one at Ristretto, so that's pretty cool. All right, we're going to give away, what do we want to give away here? We have a $25 gift card to a Kaiser restaurant up for grabs. And if you haven't won in the last 30 days, you can give us 30 days. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for a $25 gift card to Kaiser Restaurants, which includes Kaiser Grill, Jackalope Ranch, and whatnot. So I'm hoping that there's a mom out there that might win this, so we will see. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you in part by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500 on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon. The website is d500ps.com, and you can give them a call at 760-864-6500. And yes, if you're wondering if this is where Coffee with a Cop is going to be, you're right. This is exactly where it's going to be, at Ristretto, located inside the 500. Again, that will happen on Tuesday morning, May 14th, from 8 to 10 a.m., and I will be there. Right, we were talking about public libraries earlier, and each week I get a list of things. Well, almost every day I get things happening at the Rancho Mirage Public Library. I know Palm Desert has a lot of events. In fact, I have a book and some other information about Palm Desert. But Rancho Mirage, they have the stargazing parties, they have the observatory, they have lectures, they have movies, they have all sorts of stuff. So check out their website at RanchoMirageLibrary.org and take advantage of all that they have to offer. So it looks like we have a winner for the Kaiser Grill.
Ron in Palm Springs, and he is on the line.
Okay. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. I love your radio. show.
Well, thank you. You know, we might be making some major changes coming up at the end of the month, so you need to check out that website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, and see what's going on. We might be changing our format and whatnot, I'll keep everybody.
It happens posted. To be very good right now for me. It's very informative, and I just enjoy it, and it's very relaxing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we try to be relaxed here. Why not, huh? Right? Why not?
That's right, especially these days.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Ron, congratulations. You won yourself a $25 gift card to one of the Kaiser restaurants, and I will get that out to you in the mail on Monday. How does that sound?
Sounds great. I love Kaiser restaurants. They have great food and service. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You are more than welcome. You enjoy and make sure that Alex has all your information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right, thanks. Okay. Well, there you go. Ron was really happy about that. Happening on Wednesday, May 15th, it is the Desert Ghost Sonoran Pronghorn. It's a presentation from Defenders of Wildlife, and this happens Wednesday, May 15th, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Friends of the Desert Mountains in Palm Desert. That is happening up there at the Visitor Center. So for more information, I'm looking for a website on here. I think if you should go friendsofthedesertmountains.org. Definitely I'll have this information on the website, but that happens on Wednesday, May 15th from 6 to 7. The address is 51500. Yeah, it's on Highway 74, so it is up there at the Visitor Center. So again, check that out. If you've never been to that Visitor Center up there on Highway 74, really is nice. They do a very nice job there. Also happening free this week is the movie Saving Private Ryan, that won 11 Academy Awards. And this happens at 3 p.m. at the Rancho Mirage Library in their movie room over there every third Thursday of the month at 3 p.m. So this will be on May 16th, Saving Private Ryan. And again, the show starts at 3 p.m. So go on over there and enjoy a free movie. In fact, we're going to have a lot of free movies in the libraries and all over the Coachella Valley. That's one thing. When the summer heats up in the valley, we kind of bring everything indoors, except in the evening.
Yeah, I think it makes sense, though.
Yeah, it does make sense. But in the evening, I love our summer evenings because you can go to events and you don't need jackets and all this sort of stuff, and it really is enjoyable at night. So there will be a lot of events coming up in the evening. Now, May 16th, over at the Civic Center Park Amphitheater in Palm Desert, they have the concert Yachty by Nature. And I know they had Berlin there to kick it off on May 2nd. I wasn't able to make it, but they have some great events going on. The amphitheater stage, it starts at 7:30 p.m., but people start coming earlier. The shows are from 7:30 to 9 p.m. They come in early with their chairs, and they get all settled, and it really is designed for music lovers, all ages and tastes. And they're just having a lot of fun with this. So May 16th, over at the Palm Desert Civic Center, going over there and sit outside in the beautiful evening weather and enjoy a concert. And for more information, you can go to pdfirstweekend.com or give them a call at 760-346-0611. I don't know. I know they had big crowds for Berlin. Did you happen to get over there when Berlin was playing on the second? No?
No, no.
I know. And then on May 23rd, they have the Fancies, whoever that is. I don't know who they are. And on May 30th, they have Britain's Finest, a Beatles tribute. So, again, they had some great stuff going on over at the Palm Desert Civic Center outside at their amphitheater. And Sunnylands, I was actually just there the other day. I stopped by. I wanted to talk to their marketing person about a few things, their PR person. And they have their outdoor movies, which are free as well. Now, Sunnylands will be closing in June. So their last free movie is May 17th, Ratatouille. It's like a cartoon. A rat with a passion for cooking forms an alliance with a kitchen worker in one of Paris's famous restaurants. So that is May 17th. All movies start at 8 p.m. at the Sunnyland Center and Gardens. Gates open at 7:30 p.m. Filmgoers are encouraged to bring lawn chairs, blankets, small picnics, large coolers, alcohol, smoking, and pets are not permitted. Carpooling is advised. So if you have not been, did you ever go over to Sunnylands, Alex? You were going to do that.
No, that's one of the things I really want to do, though. I've just been waiting. But Ratatouille is a very good movie.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Take the kids. It's going to be a fun evening. And when I was walking through there the other day, when you walk into Sunnylands, the garden center, the center over there, And you see the great lawn out there. It's beautiful. But when you look through these huge picturesque windows, all you see is mountains and trees. And the way they set it up is really, really beautiful. So if you've never been, try to get in there on May 17th or before they close the 1st of June. Also, the Palm Desert Aquatic Center offers free swim lesson day on May 18th. Yes. Take advantage of this. I have never understood how we can have so many pools in this valley and so few people know how to swim. It's really weird.
Yeah, I think it's an important skill to have.
Oh, definitely. And then they will have classes for you to take at the Desert Aquatic Center later on. But free swim lesson day on Saturday, May 18th from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The first day to sign up for summer swim lessons also. Those registering will receive a free 30-minute swim lesson taking place during the event, along with free admission for recreational swim to the registrant and to guests. A lot's going on, so you can go to the website pdpool.org. Again, that's pdpool.org. If you've never been to the Palm Desert Aquatic Center, it's a beautiful facility. They did an amazing job over there with a different size. They have little, you know, those little tiny wading pools for kids, and where they just, you know, for them, it's up to their, you know, belly. But for us, it's just to our ankles or something. I don't know. But then they have the big lap pool, and they have the slides and all sorts of stuff. There really is a very nice center over there in Palm Desert. So, again, free swim lesson day on May 18th at the Palm Desert Aquatic Center. So don't miss it. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Tom Snyder, the CEO of Animal Samaritans, should be joining us. We're going to talk about Feed the Fur Babies and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everybody. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Now, every week we talk about Animal Samaritans and all the great things that they do for the Coachella Valley, how you can adopt animals, how you can donate food for the animals and help out and use their veterinarian clinics, which are amazing. Their veterinarian hospital is unbelievable. So, but joining us today, we are lucky to have Tom Snyder, the CEO of Animal Samaritans, who's going to talk to us about Feed the Fur Babies, the 5K Run Walk that's coming up, the first annual Live Well Festival, and so much more. And joining us right now is Tom Snyder. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
I am great, thanks. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Well, good. Now, I have all these papers in front of me about so many things that are going on, because we're talking about puppies and kittens are slowly arriving to the shelter. Tell us a little bit about Feed the Fur Babies. We'll just start with that.
Sure. I mean, Feed the Fur Babies is just sort of a catchy name to tell the community that kitten season is here, puppy season is right around the corner, and we need donations. So it's a food and pet supply drive, and the drop-off locations are our three facilities. So our Indio clinic off of Jackson Street, our veterinary clinic in Indio, mm-hmm. our Thousand Palms veterinary clinic at Petland Place, just north of the freeway, and then our little no-kill shelter also in Thousand Palms on Ramon Road. So we are accepting kitten formula, ideally with colostrum, Fancy Feast kitten, the wet food, kitten and puppy, the little bottles, the little miracle nipples for the bottles, heating pads. We'll take it all. And we've got lots and lots of kittens right now in foster care. So soon, I would say next week, a lot of them are going to be getting spay and neutered, mm-hmm. and so they're going to start being available. More will be available for adoption very soon. In fact, I actually have five in my bedroom right now that I'm bottle feeding. So,
aww. And I was wondering, yeah. I was going to ask you about that, about when will they be ready for adoption. I see an option on here, too, is also a Costco gift card for Kirkland Pet Foods.
That's a good fit for Animal Samaritans in particular, because that's what we feed. That's the brand we use for our adult dogs and cats. And while it is kitten and puppy season coming up, there's still, you know, the adults need help too. So a gift card to Costco allows us to go and pick out the pet food that we typically use at our little no-kill shelter.
Okay, that's great to know. About how many kittens and puppies do you think are going to come through the system there at Animal Samaritans?
That's a great question. Every year it's a little different. We are knocking on wood that the number will continue to be smaller each year. Last mm-hmm. year was a little bit smaller than the year before. This year so far it's a little bit smaller. And that's in large part to the community cat program that we're involved with Palm Springs Animal Shelter and the Riverside County Animal Shelter. shelter, the largest public shelter. And that's all, you may know about it, that's all taking place thanks to a grant from, I forget who at the moment, but it's $1 million grant. It's a 3-year project, and we're on year 3, so it's from Best Friends. I just remembered, the Best Friends grant. And we think we're really making an impact because we're seeing fewer kittens come to the shelter. But, you know, it's still kind of early. So, like I said, I think we have about 24 in foster care. I know some of the other shelters have their fill as well. So there's plenty of animals to feed, that's for sure.
Tom, and with us, folks, is Tom Snyder. He is the CEO of Animal Samaritans here in the Coachella Valley, and they've done such an amazing job for such a long time. Tom, where do a lot of these kittens and puppies come from? I mean, how do you end up getting them?
Right. So sometimes it's just good Samaritans. They'll find often it's a feral cat or has given birth to a litter, and then the feral mama cat has abandoned or left, or humans have scared them off. That happens too. And they'll bring those kittens to us at Animal Samaritans or the pound. And when they go to the public shelter, we need to rescue them because they just don't have the staff to bottle feed them, right? So if mama cat's not around, it's not a good ending for the babies. So we work to rescue those animals. But they can come, you know, like I said, we will, when we find out that they're at the pound, then we will try to rescue. So there's a combination. Individual citizen, Good Samaritans find them. We just sometimes will find them at our doorstep, which I have to let everybody know, it's a felony, it's a misdemeanor felony to abandon animals at a shelter to just drop them off. But that happens every year, unfortunately, and it's happened already. But those are just some of the ways that we find ourselves with lots of kittens on our hands.
And Tom, when we see reports in the news about what happened with those puppies, where that lady, I mean, just right. tragically threw them away, it's just so awful
yeah.
to see things
right.
like that. Does that actually bring more awareness to Animal Samaritans? Do you get a surge of interest in it because of things like that happening?
I would say, you know, that's maybe a small bright side to that horrible, you know, event mm-hmm. being captured on video. And there was a hoarding, you know, I think she was a hoarder as well, so there was a lot of adult animals that were rescued mm-hmm. as well. So it gets people talking about it, right? That they just, you know, to see somebody cavalierly just, you know, discarding yeah. those beautiful little lives, it gets people talking, and they think more about how can I help. So I think for all the animal welfare organizations, it's a benefit, and just in terms of awareness that we have a responsibility to take care of those little ones.
Yes, we do. And talking about taking care of, I have been talking the past couple shows, too, about how you need people to help bottle feed these little guys.
That's right. Yeah, we do need pet fosters. And, you know, we encourage you to come and help us out and be on our list to help us with that. And if you can't do it for us, you know, do it for Palm Springs Animal, Loving All Animals, or the Riverside County. But we could definitely use your help at Animal Samaritans. So if you're interested, check out our website and go to the volunteer page. You can sign up and get information about how to be a volunteer right away. You can talk to Celia, who is our new volunteer coordinator.
Mm-hmm. And usually, just give folks an idea of how much time commitment is involved with being a volunteer. Sometimes people just are afraid to even to step up there because they think, oh, I just don't have the time. And they don't realize it's probably not as much time as they think it's going to be.
Right. We really are open to what, you know, people have time for. So if you're somebody that really loves animals and really wants to help, but you think, gosh, I just don't have a lot of time to commit, we can find different things for you to do. You can just come in for 2 hours and walk a dog, cuddle cats. You can help out in the office with some administrative. If you have a strong background in that, you can help us answer phones. You can help us greet pet owners as they come into the veterinary clinic. And, you know, if you could just give a block of 2 hours, even once a week, that would be terrific. If you can do more, we'll take more. But it really, it's really up to you and what fits your lifestyle.
All right. And remember that, folks, it really is like Tom was saying, it's up to you, whatever works for you. Just imagine if you were to only donate 2 hours a week to go out and help. That would be huge for him. If 10 people did that, Tom, that would be such a great help to you. All right.
Absolutely, it sure would.
The Feed the Fur Babies is running May 1st through 18th, the program that you have, the fundraiser, but yet it's all year long. I mean, you can use donations all year long, not just for this one event.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. That's really true. It's just because it is kitten season is really starting to peak, and we've run out of the kitten formula and the supplies for the fosters. You know, we need to supply when they take the little ones home that they have the supplies they need. So that's really the reason that we're pushing for the donations during this time, this Feed the Fur Baby Drive.
All right. And let's talk just briefly about this first annual Live Well Festival Run of the Desert Charities. It is happening on Saturday, May 18th. How is Animal Samaritans involved with this?
Well, we're just one of many, many vendors participating in the event. And we'll be there with a booth and for some information. We'll probably have some of our pet therapy animals there, some of the dogs there, and we might even have a couple of adoptable dogs as well. Since we're not putting it on, we're just one of the many participants. But, you know, it's about health, good health, and pets are really a part of, you know, being happy and healthy, so we're glad to participate.
All right. Well, so, folks, if you want to know a little bit more about Animal Samaritans, you can certainly go to their website, animalsamaritans.org. And, Tom, Animal Samaritans, give everybody an idea of your hours of operation. You have the three locations. You have your Animal Samaritans shelter, Thousand Palms Veterinarian Clinic, which I was saying earlier, it's incredible over there. I would want surgery there. It's so amazing. I mean, it really is an incredible facility. But how can people just go? Can they just come on over? Do they need an appointment? How does it work so they get a little bit more of an idea?
Sure. So one of the things that is unique about our veterinary care is we have walk-in services for pet vaccinations, and that's unique. Most places require that you schedule an appointment and have an exam first with a doctor. And, of course, there's the exam fee that you pay for that. And there's, you know, you don't have this much flexibility. So we have the best prices with vaccines as part of our mission, and that's a walk-in service. And part of the reason it's so affordable, too, like I said, you don't have to have an exam with a doctor for pet vaccines. And that is Monday through Saturday for those walk-in services. And then we're also Monday through Friday for any type of surgeries that we might be doing. And then also, we do have a veterinarian on staff on Saturday. So basically, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 4:30, you can see a veterinarian. And you can also walk in for vaccines and nail trims and ear cleaning and that sort of thing, too, without an appointment. And that's at both the Thousand Palms and our Indio clinic locations. As far as our no-kill shelter, that's also Monday through Saturday. And it's 10 to 6. On Monday through Saturday.
All right. Well, Tom Snyder, thanks so much for joining us today. Next time, we're going to have you in studio. How does that sound?
That sounds fine.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
You have a wonderful day. And, folks, for more information for everything that we talked about, go to animalsamaritans.org. It's really simple. All the information is on Traveling with Francoise. In case you forget, just go to that website, and you will click right over to Animal Samaritans. Again, thanks so much for joining us, Tom.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have some more events to talk about. We're going to talk about what you can pay to go and do right here in the Coachella Valley. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. Alex Z is in the boardroom as always. We have, what do we have? We have four passes to the Cabot's Pueblo Museum that don't expire till 2020. Now, I was at an ACT Travel Club of the Desert meeting the other day, and I had a lady come up to me and say that, Francoise, we went to the Cabot's Pueblo Museum, had never been, and we ended up joining the membership program that they have there to support the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. And this is the second time I've heard that in the last 2 months, the people that have won tickets and they've been over there, because they had no idea what was there or what is there. So if you would like four tickets, four admission passes, these are tour passes for the Cabot's Pueblo Museum, give us a call at 760-440-8255. And I guarantee you will be pleasantly surprised once you go.
That's what I've heard. I haven't gone yet.
I know. I have to get you over there.
Would I know. I haven't gone yet, but yeah. It's good that, you know, the people that are going are impacted.
They are.
And they're able to understand what is out here.
Yes, and that's the whole key. And I know a lot of you think, I don't know. Well, just think, first of all, if you have guests coming, this is a great place to take your guests. And they will be open during the summer. Of course, their hours will be a little bit different, but 760-440-8255. Okay, this segment of the show is brought to you by Arc Attire and Thousand Palms for all your embroidery and silk screening needs. Give them a call at 760-343-7333 or go to the website arcattire.org. And remember, when you use Arc Attire, you are also employing clients of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. All right, the 14th Annual Desert Nurses Appreciation Luncheon is happening Monday, May 13, at the Mission Hills Country Club, and you can still partake in that. You can go and give them a call at 568-9351, but this is interesting. On the flight back, we were actually talking to, because we all kind of sat together on the flight back from Denver to Palm Springs from Mount Rushmore. And there was a couple ladies there that were nurses. They had a big nurses convention here in the Coachella Valley this past week. And they were coming to the Coachella Valley. They were very excited to get out of the cold weather that they were in. Yeah, they really were. They were all excited. Some of them had never been to Palm Springs before. So it's fun when you talk to them. So I'm wondering if some of them will be there for the 14th Annual Desert Nurses Appreciation Luncheon. It says deserts, but you never know. They might have stayed on to go to this. So anyway, this is happening at Mission Hills Country Club. And you are invited to go. And tickets, I don't see a price for the tickets, but it is from, it starts at 11:30 a.m. So there you go. That's something that you might want to do. Also, here's something else I received. It is the Pirates of Penzance, and this is desert-theatricals.com. I'm not even sure. I don't know if I've heard of this group. At the Rancho, this is going to be happening at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater, May 17th and 18th at 7:30 p.m. And it is the Pirates of Penzance. I mean, that was an award-winning play out there. So tickets are available through desert-theatricals.com. It does not say how much the tickets. Oh, yes, they are. Here, tickets, $37, includes transaction fee. All right. So, and the show gates open at 6, and the shows start at 7:30 p.m. So we still have a lot of musicals and plays going on here in the Coachella Valley. Still so many things to do. You know, I was thinking about that the other day. Lots of stuff going on this weekend. Isn't there also a basketball playoff today?
Yeah, we do have some games going on today.
That's what I thought. It is a... he has to answer the phone. I don't know what he's doing over there. He's answering the phone. So, yeah, and I will ask him. I don't even know what the teams are, but I know that sports is going crazy out there. Of course, next week, too, golf, it is another major, and, of course, everybody's gearing up for Tiger Woods to be there. So, we'll see what happens. Here's something else that's happening in the Coachella Valley. The Carry On Foundation Double Scholarship Awards. They double their scholarship awards, so over 50 deserving Valley students, over $1.5 million in scholarships awarded to date. The Dr. Carry On Foundation will present its annual banquet and scholarship awards to approximately 50 area high school students. And this happens on Sunday, May 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Heritage Palms Country Club in Indio. The keynote speaker for the event is Dr. Thomas Morales, president of the California State University San Bernardino. So if you would like to be part of this event, tickets are $60 per person and can be purchased by registering online at carryonfoundation.org. And this information will be on the Traveling with Francois website, but it is carryon, C-A-R-R-E-O-N, foundation.org. So again, many events still going on. There's many golf tournaments still going on in the Coachella Valley. They'll start to wind down just a little bit because, remember, we do have also our big 4th of July celebrations here in the summer. And frankly, before you know it, we will be past summer and all the way into July. I don't know. It's crazy. Yes.
Elaine from Palm Springs, the winner of the tickets.
Oh, hi, Elaine.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you very much. I just love your show. I agree with the fellow before me who spoke to you.
Oh,
how much, you know, you do a great service to this community. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Like I say, I just changes are in the air here at the station. I'm trying to give everybody a heads up because I have I have moved once from where I was originally. I might be moving again. So like I say, just please. But you'll be able to get us online and whatnot. We're figuring all this out. But you just have to check with the website. And of course, Elaine, if you've never been to the website Traveling with Friends Laws, I have the contest page there. And I'm always giving free steps away on that as well. So have you been to the Cabots before?
No, I have not. I've heard you talk about it. And I think that's so wonderful. So I, you know. Thank you.
You are in for a treat because, like I say, people get over there and they think, I don't know what I'm going to see. But once you start looking at everything and learning the story that goes with it, it's very fascinating. You're going to love it.
Well, thank you so much for your wonderful program. I certainly agree in these troubled times. I just really, really appreciate your program.
Okay. Well, thank you, Elaine, and I will get those out to you in the mail on Monday, and make sure that Alex has all your info, okay?
Thank you, Francois.
All right, thanks. All right.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay, well, that was nice. Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, everybody. Appreciate it. Because sometimes I even wonder, frankly, you know, we work so hard on this show, and it does take a lot of time to put everything together, and sometimes I just, I don't know, sometimes I wonder. So it's always nice to hear people enjoy it so much. Now, we were talking about activities. So I don't know if you out there have ever received this. You should be receiving it in the mail. It's from Desert Recreation District. And they cover Bermuda Dunes, Coachella, Indian Wells, Indio Hills, La Quinta, Mecca, North Shore, Oasis, Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, Thermal, and Thousand Palms. Alex, have you ever seen their magazine?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Have you seen all of the things that are going to be happening in the months of May, June, July, and August?
They always have a ton of events that they do.
I mean, I am looking at this, and for adult, I'm just going to do some of the adults over 50, and we'll do kids and stuff. I mean, they have something for everybody. But these are a lot of it, your libraries, activity center. Actually, a lot of them are happening at the centers that Desert Recreation District has, and you can go to their website and definitely look at a list of all that they have. I'm looking for, where's their website on here? I know it's probably right in front of me. It should be right in front of me. I'll find it. Find that, Alex. Can you find that real quick? Desert. Okay. Anyway, while he's looking for that, for the Desert Recreation District, for their website, they have Fit After 50. They have Golden Parachutes. They have senior programs. They have adaptive adult fitness classes. They have pickleball, indoor soccer, gymnastic, basketball. This is for people over 50. Ballroom dance, aquatics program. They have so much stuff. It is unbelievable.
And you can find it all on myrecreationdistrict.com.
Thank you. Why is that not on their homepage of their magazine? I don't know. Usually it's across the bottom on a lot of these magazines. But it is. There's so many things. Ah, here we go. Thank you so much for that. Myrecreationdistrict.com or call 760-347-3484 to find out what is happening in your area. But they have classes for kids, for active adults, senior program. They have camp and after-school programs as well. I mean, it's just, there's so many things on here. Art and music. They have drums, drum set lessons, guitar beginning, guitar second level, piano keyboard, piano performance class, summer art scene. So if anybody walks up to me and says, Francoise, there's nothing to do in the desert during the summer, I'm going to pull out one of these. I should just get a bunch of them and carry them with me and hand them out. So again, go to the website, myrecreationdistrict.com. Again, that's myrecreationdistrict.com. I will put this on the website just to cover a multitude of things. All right, stick around. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to shift into travel mode, and we're going to talk about things happening in the industry, travel industry, as well as my trip to Mount Rushmore and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I have some prizes to give away as well. We'll be right back.